Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Daily Drip. My name is Philip Kerrigan. I am the program manager of the Washington State Combined Fund Drive.
And I am Jarek Ferguson, handling marketing and development for the Combined Fund Drive.
Today we're going to talk about the Hispanic Scholarship Fund.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, in doing the research for this particular organization, I found out more information than I ever have. And it's really interesting because
they have a great website.
Yeah, I don't actually think that we are having an intellectually honest discussion about the role of the Hispanic population in the United States.
Right.
So I think this is really interesting.
Yeah. Hispanic Scholarship Scholarship Fund, just go take a look at their site.
Yeah,
first
it's pretty
off.
Cool.
It's a good site. They have lots of information. And what Philip means is they are one of the nation's largest nonprofit supporting Hispanic American higher education. What they do is they actually award millions of dollars of scholarships to over 75,000 students. That's just
right.
Who
Amazing.
They've touched so far. What's really cool is I actually had the opportunity to talk with her on the phone.
Yeah.
And I'm just like overwhelmed with like, she's like, we do this and we do this and we help this and we, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you need my help? You
know? And why am I even here
you
talking
know,
to you?
Yeah. Like help. This is just incredible. Yeah. How do we, you know, promote you more? And so one of the really cool things is they go further than just granting scholarships. They actually work right in the support of middle schools and high schools with families and college application processes, as well as this idea of just getting right into education and saying like, hey, we're going to help you along this process. We're not going to make you just do it all on your own.
Yeah.
It is a full support of the scholarship fund. Really awesome that they do that.
Yeah. So one of the big things is last year alone in Washington State, the Hispanic Scholarship Fund awarded $64,000 in scholarships just last year alone.
Just last year.
That's pretty cool.
It is. And those students, if my memory serves me right, she mentioned that they are actually staying here in Washington. It's not 64,000 that's going over to New York or Texas or, you know, California. They are here in Washington State going attending universities in their home local towns.
Yeah. So let's talk about, so one of the things that we really like to do on this particular podcast that that we pride ourselves on is cutting through noise.
Right.
And cutting through BS, frankly. Of like what's really happening in terms of dialogue. So one thing we will say is the statistics are overwhelming.
Oh,
second generation and third generation Hispanics, they actually are more apt to graduate from high school than their parents. They're more apt to go to college than their parents. They are more apt to assimilate by speaking English than their parents are. They are more apt. They are actually large contributors to the United States economy in the second or third generation of Hispanics. Mm-hmm. So let's cut the noise that this group of folks just siphon away money from the U.S. economy.
Yeah,
it
that's
just doesn't
not
happen.
True. It's it's fake. That
it's hashtag fake news.
It is, and it's agitating, irritating, and it hurts our country by talking that
way. That's right. So over the past decade, according to some left wing website.
Right.
This is according to the Pew Research Center.
Right.
Okay. Over the past decade, Hispanic dropout rates have dropped dramatically from 32% to 12% in just 14 years.
We need to ask what they're doing.
Right.
Because this is the thing is these students are taking this our system of education and
they're taking advantage
the
tools
and
provided
so,
to them.
Like the Hispanic Scholarship Fund, I know that is a huge impact from them too here in Washington State.
So while this flies in the face of the whole like they don't assimilate and shouldn't be here argument.
Right.
It does actually present a unique new challenge, which is getting more Hispanic individuals into college.
Right. I mean, if your dropout rates are so low getting there, I mean, yes, your next step is that technical school, getting into trade, different things like that, of course.
That's right. So even though there are more Hispanics who are actually enrolling into college, they are still behind other minority groups in terms of their actual college degree rates. So they only 15% of the population actually graduates with a college degree.
Okay.
And they are significantly, this is what I found so interesting. This is why I think places like the Hispanic Scholarship Fund are so unique and so important. And we need, like you just said, we need to figure out exactly what.
Right. They got a solution going on.
Hispanics, according to the numbers, are significantly less likely to have college debt than any other group in the country.
Well, I need to go ask them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So yeah. Of course, the major dialogue that is beginning to happen in this country is what do we do with the $1.2 trillion worth of college debt that is assumed by younger people who are going to college?
Yeah.
Somehow, the Hispanic population, those who are going to college, have somehow figured out a way to be one of the least in debt once they come out of college. And I think it's because of places like the Hispanic
Scholarship. I do, and I think it's because, again, as I said earlier, I think it's you have to reach students at an earlier time than their senior year, and the Hispanic Scholarship Fund hits it right there. They go, we're going to middle school.
That's right.
We're going to start helping and supporting you right then and there. And they have programs, and they also have mentorships of where past alumni will come and speak and assist. It is a whole cycle of people that will come and, like, it's just, I don't know, it was beautiful when she was talking about it, because when she said that, you know, oh, we have, you know, we have board members that were actually recipients, and I was like, well, that's duh, of course, that makes sense. Like, that's perfect. You're helping people.
You're increasing the cycle.
It is. And that's what you want, right? Yeah, like, you want this to give to them, for them to give back.
That's right.
And that's really what the mission
is. That's exactly right. So why don't you talk a little bit about the sort of giving impact and what they gave us?
So they actually did something kind of cool. So they said, if you give $100, right? They actually broke down a little bit of what they understand that there is a bit of administrative cost to be able to associate with all charities.
Yeah.
So they just broke it down for you. You give them $100, $90 goes towards the scholarships to support services, including career and internship opportunities, and $10 goes to admin costs.
There you go,
they
people.
They are clean and simple.
10% administrative
costs. Perfect. Like, people don't.
Yeah.
Most people don't talk about the admin
costs.
Right. And what I love is they're just like, yeah, no, 10%, $10
goes. They did not shy away from it.
They didn't. And that is a good organization that's transparent of what the cost is to run a charitable organization that's making a successful impact in our communities here in Washington State and helping our students.
Yep. So $100 is $10 a month, roughly.
Yep. Easy.
So that'll help support and scholarship services to those in need. Pretty cool.
Yeah, please check out Hispanic Scholarship Fund. Thank you. If you're listening on iTunes, rate, review us, Google Play. If you want to learn more about them, you can visit our website and start giving. Or if you're on your desktop, thanks for listening and downloading. You can also click below to start to give. And as always,
review our podcast.
Please.
I mean,
I had to say it twice in this.
I know. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. I just,
it's getting ridiculous.
I just need it.
I need you to review me.
I need the reviews.
I need validation.
Always.
In my life.
And this is The Daily Drip.